Welcome to Zichu Mishnah Siman Memor by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet and Hey. Let's begin by reviewing the Simanim from the last eight Prakim. So we begin in Perek Gimel and Brachos, Mishnah Meso. The first Siman is Lefanav, then Kavru, then Neck, then Balkari, then Betfila, and then Zav. Perek Dalet, Tfilas HaShachar. The first Siman is Zmanim, then Beis HaMidrash, then Shmon Esrei, then Keva, then Chamor, then Svina, then Musafin. Good. Perek Hey in Omdin. The first Siman is Chasidim, then Gershamim, then Kansipur, then Teruf, then Siman Ra. Good. Perek Vav, Ketzad Mevarchin. First Siman is Alaperos, then Ta, then Shehakol, then Minim Harbe. Then Parperes, then Mevarchu Kulan, then Ikar V'Tafel, and then Me'in Shalosh. Good. Perek Zayin, Shlosha Sha'achu. The first Siman is Zimun, then Nek, then Ketza, then Lachalek, and then Shtei Chaburos. Good. Perches, El Dvarim, the first Siman is Yom Yain, then Netil Meziga, then Mapa, then Mechabdin, then Havdalah, then Ein Mavarkin, then Shachach, then Kos. Good. Perches, Aroa, first Siman is Nisim, then Chamesh Brachos, then Shehachianu, then Nichnas, then Yahavta. Great. In the first parak of Peah, Eod Varim, the first Siman is Ein Shiur, then Shishim, then Sade, then Inglam, then Ilan, then Yimareach. Which brings us to parak Beis, which is Eod Mapsikin, and we started with Mapsikin, then Amasamayim, and then Gader. Excellent. All right, so Mishnah Dalet and Hay. So Mishnah Dalet continues with the halakhas for trees. And here we learn that whereas a fence would typically be mafsik between trees, to be mechayev one to get payah from two separate fields, in terms of chavruvim, a carob tree, which is very tall and has many leaves, then even a gather won't be mafsik, and one gives only one payah from the field. The Mishnah begins, "Ucharuvim kol roin ze azeb." With chavruvim, as long as they're visible to one another, it's considered one field. You only give one payah. Later on, it says, Rabbi Yezbar, Rabbi Tzadik said, in the name of Gamliel, they would give only one payah for all the cheruvim in the city, even if the trees were not visible to one another. And the Mishnah also brings a din regarding zaysim. So this information of Dal is going to be cheruvim, and I'm going to put in parenthesis, zaysim. Cheruvim and zaysim. So this Mishnah is an exception to the general rule that we had in the previous Mishnah of Gader. The Mishnah begins, Hazurei Sadeo, mean echad of one plants in this field, one species, Afopishu Oseho Shnei Granos, even if he does two different threshings, Nosim Peah Achas, he only takes one Peah. But Zrosh Nei, meaning if one planted two different species, Afopisha Asim Goran Achas, even if you're going to do one threshing, Nosim Shnei Peahs. So for two minim, you do two different Peahs. And then the Mishnah concludes, Hazorea Sadeu Shnei Mini Chitim, if one plants two species of Chita, of wheat, Asim Goran Achas, so then it depends, Asan Goran Achas, if one did one threshing, Nosim Peah Achas, they only give one Peah. But Shtei Granos, Nosim Shtei Peos, then it's considered two different fields, you have to give two different Peos. So the simon here could be either Min Echod or Shnei Minim, and even though I typically like to choose the first case in a Mishnah, in this case, I'm going to choose Shnei Minim as a simon because the din is applied in two ways. The basic case of two completely different Minim, and then the case of two species of wheat, in which case the halachas depend on whether one did one Gorn or two. So the simon for Mishnah Hay is going to be Shnei Minim. So today's simonim are Charuvin Shnei Minim. Charuvin Shnei Minim. So now we go to our Siman story for Perek Beis. So he said the Zichru Siman for Beis is a bias. So we have this bias that's divided into two Mapsikin. It's divided into two. And you have this Amas HaMayim going through it, this channel of water. And then it hits a fence, a Gader. So Mapsikin, Amas HaMayim, Gader. And then when the water hits against the fence, the impact is so strong, it shoots the water up high over Charuvin, these Charuvin trees. And then the water lands in a field where there are two different minim of chita, two different wheat species. So once again, you have a bias, it's divided, mapsikin. There's an amas of mine going through it. It hits the gutter. It's so powerful, the water shoots up over charuvim, which are very tall in the first place. And then the water lands in a field where there's shnei minim of chita. So that's our developing Siman story for Perek Beis. All right, let's conclude with the pop quiz. Which Perek do we have a mission to discuss when one is giving payah from cut produce? And the lach is tuli where there was meruach hakri. That's in Perek Aleph, and the simon is Yimareach. Good. Which Perek do we have a mission to discuss is giving payah from a field of charuvim? That's in Perek Beis, and the simon is charuvim. Good. Which Perek do we have a mission that tells us that shir midrabbanan for payah is shishim? That's in Perek Aleph, and the simon is shishim. Good. Which Perek do we have a mission that tells us what typically divides a field of trees into two to be mechayev one to give payah from two separate fields? That's in Perek Beis, and the simon is Gadar. Good. Which parak do we discuss when one is mavarach for other people as well? That's in parak Vav Brachas, and the siman is mavarach l'kulam. Good. Which parak do we have a mission that discusses the brach of Shehachiyanu? That's in parak Tesa Brachas, and the siman is Shehachiyanu. Good. Which parak do we have a mission that discusses whether if one leaves payah from the beginning of the ksira, whether that's good or not? That's in parak Aleph, and the siman is Sada. Excellent. So that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron. A great day and great learning.